Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today, we're diving into something super important, building resilience in adversity. Ever feel like life just throws punches? Like you're constantly battling against a never-ending stream of curveballs? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But the cool thing is, we have the power to build inner strength, that unshakable resilience, to not just survive these challenges but thrive through them. Think of resilience like a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And guess what? We're all given this incredible ability to bounce back from setbacks, learn from our mistakes, and keep pushing forward. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you become a resilience master. Number 1. Embrace the suck. This might sound harsh, but hear me out. Sometimes life just throws us lemons, right? And dwelling on how unfair it is or getting bogged down in negativity won't change a thing. Instead, acknowledge those tough feelings, accept the situation for what it is, and focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when you get a flat tire? Sure, it's annoying, but complaining about it won't fix anything. You grab your spare, pump it up, and keep rolling. Next up, reframe your perspective. This is huge. Our thoughts have incredible power, shaping our reality. When facing adversity, try looking for the silver lining, even if it's tiny. Maybe a setback leads to a new opportunity, or maybe you learn something valuable from the experience. It's like that time I bombed a presentation at work. It was mortifying. But I used it as fuel to improve my public speaking skills. Now, I rock those presentations. Number 3, practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for building resilience. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon on an empty tank, right? Next up, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we need each other. Cultivating supportive relationships with friends, family, or even mentors can provide invaluable comfort, guidance, and encouragement during tough times. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And finally, number 5, celebrate your wins, big and small. Resilience isn't just about bouncing back, it's also about recognizing and celebrating your progress. Every step forward, every obstacle overcome, is a victory worth acknowledging. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a challenging task? That's pure resilience in action. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're working towards a big promotion at work, but you get passed over for the opportunity. It's crushing, right? You might feel disappointed, frustrated, even jealous. But instead of dwelling on it, a resilient person would use this as an opportunity to reflect. Maybe they ask for feedback from their boss, identify areas for improvement, and set new goals to work towards. They wouldn't let this setback define them. They'd learn from it and keep pushing forward. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of grit. But with these key takeaways in mind, you can develop that inner strength to face any challenge life throws your way. And trust me, when you do, the rewards will be incredible. So, what's one thing you can implement today to boost your resilience? Maybe it's reframing a negative thought, reaching out to a loved one for support, or simply taking a few minutes to practice self-care. Remember, even small steps forward make a difference. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, or just tell a friend about the podcast. Let's build a community of resilient individuals together. Until next time, keep striving, keep pushing forward, and never forget, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.